We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 3000. We're up to the year 2236. And we were doing the story of Yosef and his brothers. We had seen all the climax. War is about to break up. And then Yosef tells Yehuda, would you trade in your brother Yosef for Benjamin? You guys want Benjamin back? What would happen if I brought Yosef here? And I'll take Yosef as my servant instead of Benjamin. And the brothers say, what Yosef? So Yosef says, let me call him in. And he starts calling, Yosef, your brothers want to see you. Come on in. And the brothers are looking. Where's Yosef going to come from? And finally, Yosef says, why are you looking in every other direction? I'm Yosef, your brother. I'm the one you sold down to Egypt. And don't worry. God sent me here for a purpose. Obviously, I'm here to support all of you. And the brothers got scared. And Yehuda got very scared. And Binyamin, when he heard this, so Binyamin was in an inner room. He ran out towards Yosef. He hugged him. And they both wept. And the brothers also hugged him. And everyone started weeping together. Now, word got out that Yosef's brothers had come. And everyone was very happy. Until now, the Egyptians were scared of these guys, that they might destroy Egypt. And now, they hear that really this was all a game. They're all Yosef's brothers. And Paro sends his soldiers to make a party with Yosef and his brothers and to tell them, we want you coming down to be with us and you're going to get the best territory. And Yosef summons his butler. He tells his chief of staff, you're going to put together gifts and royal clothing, give them out. Each brother gets a set of clothing and gold and silver, and Benjamin gets 5 of each. And then after they've been dressed with the royal clothing that Yosef gave them, he brings them before Pharaoh. Now that they're dressed royally, he introduces them to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh sees they're all good looking, they're all brave, and he was very happy. And he gives them leave. And then Yosef gives them 11 chariots from Paro. And the chariot that he himself rode on when he was inaugurated as king, as viceroy over Egypt. So he sent them with that chariot as well. And he said, take this royal chariot with you so that you'll show our father that it's true. I'm here. I've become a prince. And he sends clothing for the youngsters. They tell him how many kids each one has, and he sends them clothing. And he sends each one 100 silver coins, and for his brother's wives, he brings them royal princesses' clothing. And he sends them all kinds of spices and perfumes. And each of his brothers, he gave him 10 soldiers to accompany him and to serve him and to help him bring their families down to Egypt. He gave Benjamin 10 garments for his 10 children, 50 silver coins, and also 10 chariots from Pharaoh to help him come down. He sends his father. I'm not sure I know the difference. What's the difference?
A chariot is usually a two-wheeled thing for carrying one or two people and not for carrying baggage.
So I don't know. I don't know how to translate a Merkava. Merkava. I don't know if that's a chariot or a wagon. I don't know.
Chariot.
I don't know. Chariot. That's what I thought. Huh? Yeah. Merkava. Right. In the Torah it says agalot. Over here it says merkavot.
It's more glorious chariot. It's more interestingly.
Yeah, so the Torah says
I don't know.
Why would it say something different?
It's a good point. I don't know. He sends his father 10 donkeys and 10 of the finest Egyptian mules. And he sends his sister Dina gold clothing and silver and different spices and perfumes, and the same for Benjamin's wife. And he sends them precious stones, and the best of Egypt he sends them. And then Yosef accompanies them to the border. And he tells them, when you come to Canaan, don't show up suddenly to dad and suddenly tell him all of this. You have to prepare him. So as they approach their homes, Serach, Asher's adopted daughter, comes out to greet them. And she was very smart, and she knew how to play harp. And they gave her a harp and they said, go to Abba, go to Yaakov. Sit before him, start playing music and sing a song. Yosef, my uncle's alive. And he's the ruler of Egypt. So she starts playing the music and she starts a song. Yosef, my uncle's alive and he's king, he's ruler of Egypt. And Yaakov hears it and he likes the tune. And he, as he's listening, he becomes happy. And as he's happy, so for the first time in 22 years, he's finally calm and happy, and the Shekhinah returns. And when the Shekhinah returns to Yaakov, so then he realizes that what she said is true. And Yaakov blesses Serach. And he tells Serach, you should never be given into the hands of death. You gave my spirit back, you gave me life. You just keep singing what you've been singing. You made me so happy. And there are many midrashim about Serach's longevity. I don't know of a source for that. I never heard that. So he's telling the kids, he's talking to her, and suddenly the kids show up with all the horses and the chariots, the royal clothing, all the servants. Yaakov goes out and he hears the news. Yosef, her brother's alive. He's ruling all of Egypt. And each one comes with the gifts that Yosef sent them. And Yosef sent his father a new hat, a new turban. And everyone in Canaan heard that Yosef's alive. And everyone was happy with Yaakov's happiness. So Yaakov makes a party, a three-day party. And the kings and everyone from Canaan comes to celebrate with him. And Yaakov says, okay, I'm going to go visit my son in Egypt, and then I'm coming back to Canaan. I can't leave the country I was born in. And Hashem shows up and tells him, go down to Egypt with your whole family and live there. Don't worry about Yosef, because Yosef is still the same fine Yosef he always was. And Yaakov was very happy to hear word that Yosef maintained his purity in Egypt. Yosef prepares his chariots. He goes out with the brave soldiers and the nobles of Egypt. And he sends out word throughout Egypt, whoever does not go out to greet my father will die. And the next day, Yosef goes out, and a huge following follows Yosef. Everyone's dressed in royal clothing. And they have the band playing, and they have perfume spread into the air. And the women of Egypt went out on the roofs and on the walls. They climbed the fortresses, and everyone's laughing and partying and waiting for Yaakov to show up on the scene. Yosef was sent by Pharaoh, Pharaoh's own crown. Pharaoh told him, I want you to wear it when you go to greet your father. And as Yosef approaches his father, he's 50 feet away. He gets off the chariot and he walks up towards his father. And the nobles of Egypt all get off their horses. They all walk towards Yaakov. And Yaakov sees a stranger coming towards him. So he says to Yehuda, who's that man coming out of the Egyptian camp, dressed in such royal clothing with the king's crown on his head? And he got off his chariot and he's walking towards us. And Yehuda said, that's your son Yosef, who's the king. And when Yaakov saw all that honor that Yosef received, he was happy. Yosef approached his father. He bowed before his father, and everyone behind him, his whole camp, bowed towards Yaakov. And Yaakov ran and he threw himself on Yosef. He kissed him. He wept. And Yosef hugged and kissed his father. They both wept together. And the Egyptians, out of excitement, everyone around the family, everyone wept with them. Yaakov's servants, Yosef's servants. And then they all returned to Egypt. And Yosef tells his family, you guys live in Goshen. He takes Reuven, Yisachar, Zvulun, Binyamin. He brings them before Pharaoh. And then after that, he brings his father and presents his father before Pharaoh. And this is where we will pause with this happy ending until next semester, Bezachi.